Hello, and thank you for listening to Eric's Guide to Ancient Egypt. Now, this is not actually an episode of the podcast. This is just a kind of state of the podcast. I've been asking you to fill out a survey lately, and that survey's given me a lot of good information about what people would like to see in the future, and just given me some different ideas for some directions to take the podcast in. One of the things that I'm dedicated to is always keeping the podcast free. I want to make sure that it's available to as many people as possible. I really don't want to go the route of charging for episodes or even charging for back episodes like many podcasts do. But I wanted to see a couple different things that people recommended, or I wanted to see what people thought about some future direction. So in terms of the show itself, what the survey's shown is that many of you don't like the intro. So I've went ahead and gotten rid of that. I myself do like introductions for podcasts. I'm thinking about maybe some sort of music or coming up with something, but many of you didn't like the introduction as it currently existed. So I'm going to go ahead and get rid of that. In terms of the show itself, it seems that most of you prefer the show's coming in someplace around the half hour to an hour range. Most people seem to say that over an hour was a bit too much, that they preferred it to be someplace, you know, and again, about 30 to 50 minutes. So for the Monday shows, that's what I'm going to aim for. I'm going to aim for longer form content there. Now, I'm never going to try to deliberately stretch out a show just to make it a bit longer, but I am going to be mindful of the fact that people do like them in a bit of a smaller format, and many people said that they actually enjoyed breaking them up into the multiple episodes. So when I start getting to the content that's over an hour, there you're going to probably see me start breaking them up into either 2 half hours or, you know, 40 minutes. Now, I might not wait to release an entire show, so if I end up doing kind of one show that ends up being an hour and a half, I may just split that into part one and part two, and you can listen to the parts whenever you want. A lot of people do consistently say that they like the context. So they like me attempting to really position what's going on for that one specific topic within the overall ancient Egyptian system, or even within the overall development of what's going on in the world at the time. So that's something I'm definitely going to be mindful of. And I've been trying to do it more, and I'll keep trying to do it. But, and here's where the but comes in, because there's always a but. Many of you do prefer some of the shorter episodes or have topics in mind that would be shorter topics, at least as I envision them. There are some requests that I'd like to do in the upcoming months that many of you who listen to the podcast have asked for. So episodes on things like fashion in ancient Egypt, episodes on the gold mask of Tutankhamun, episodes like that probably aren't going to merit an ultra long form podcast. They might. Once I get talking, you never know. I don't know how it comes across, but I really prepare the show with very little notes. I have a rough outline of what I want to cover. I put that up on a piece of paper in front of me. And the only time I bring in other notes are when I want to read kind of a direct text. And sometimes the moment hits me and I might expand on something for a long amount of time. Other times, something that I think is going to be very long doesn't take very long at all. And it ends up being quite brief. To not disappoint the people who really look forward to those longer form shows, what I'm going to do, and I'm not going to make any promises in terms of dates, I'm not able to commit at this time to doing 2 shows a week, but what I will do from time to time is put out bonus episodes. So for instance, right now I'm in the middle of this Ramses the Great podcast, and I just done 2 episodes. The first has already appeared. The second is going to appear soon. And it's probably going to be another 2 to 3 episodes. Now, that's something that's, for me, great. It's going to be, you know, probably within the 4 to 5 hour range. And if people like that, I like doing it, so that's wonderful. But I do realize that that might be a little bit much, especially if you're maybe just not that into Ramses. So what I'll do is then, throughout that interspersed, hopefully I'll do once or twice these kind of bonus episodes. And the bonus episodes will occur on Wednesdays. They'll be a little bit of a surprise. So hopefully there'll be something that people will enjoy, and there'll be a little thing that will, you know, maybe help you get through the week. So that's where we're at in terms of where I'm taking the episodes of the show. In terms of advertising, I have been actually very lucky to have a couple different advertisers contact me and show some interest in doing advertising for the show. But I also wanted to see how you all who listen to the show felt about that. I myself started this because I'm a huge fan of podcasts. And for me, listening to, you know, the first 30 seconds having an ad or maybe an ad or two in it throughout the podcast, I don't find to be a big deal or to be particularly jarring at all. And I do know that as an audience, you're a very generous audience. I've already had some listeners send me books. Thank you to George who sent me a book. I had listener Ken who sent me a very, or I shouldn't say sent me, actually delivered himself to me a very, very nice bottle of whiskey. That's going to be on the next drinking show that I do with Kara and Emily. That one will be sometime in March. I've already actually recorded the one that's going to be up in February. So I know how generous you all are, and I don't ever want to take away from the content of the show. But as I said, I don't feel comfortable charging for episodes, and I'm also not particularly comfortable going the route of all of you sponsoring the show for future episodes. I've been getting more and more connected with other podcasters. You'll start seeing me doing some interviews in the upcoming months for other shows and speaking with them. And many will do Kickstarter funds. Many will do subscriptions. Many will just do a PayPal donate button. I'm not as comfortable with that. I would much rather have advertising that's in a show that you listen to it. It's 30 seconds. I don't think that that's too inconvenient. I would much rather do that than solicit donations to kind of going towards future shows. But that's just where I'm at. Of course, I wanted to see where all of you at are as well. So you're going to start, hopefully, getting more episodes of the show. In addition to that, I want your feedback, one, on the advertising, and two, help me out with the intro. Again, as I said, I would like to have some sort of intro, and maybe I just need to be better as a host and not reintroduce myself or something like that. But any thoughts you have for the intro, for the outro, please let me know. And my final note is just that I do want this to be an interactive podcast. And what I mean by that is sending me ideas for topics, sending me ideas of just general questions you have, or any sort of feedback. There's a couple different ways you can give me feedback. There's my website, ericsguidetoancientegypt.com. I also have a Facebook profile of that same name, ericsguidetoancientegypt.com. And I'm on Twitter at Eric's Egypt. Go to any one of those places, give me feedback. Also, that survey I mentioned earlier, which is through a company called PodTrack, that's available on both my Facebook site, my website, and on my Twitter. So if you're interested in giving me some direct feedback through there, I would appreciate it. That survey not only collects information about what you like and don't like about the show, which is what I find particularly useful, but it also collects information about all of you who listen so that I actually have some demographic information I can provide to sponsors or potential sponsors in the future. So that's it for now. Just a quick update on the state of the show. So this is going to come up on Sunday. Just a quick brief thing. I really appreciate any help or any advice or feedback you have. And then Monday, there's going to be a brand new Ramsey's podcast up. As always, thanks for listening.